T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Chris, buy or sell the idea that the Steelers are uniquely equipped to adapt to and take advantage of this new draft world we're living in.
Well, wait, why would I buy the idea that they are somehow uniquely, like, I should say more qualified to adapt to the new normal in
because
the NFL?
Because they have an old-school GM who might put less in the combine and things of that nature.
He just said, though, that he values pro days a lot. In there, when he was citing the 74 group, he didn't say, "Yeah, I was back there with them." He was talking about Bill Nunn and Art Rooney.
But he
Jr.
also said they pulled it off, the greatest draft without pro days. So if they can do it, so can I.
I understand that, but that's organizational. Maybe he's more in touch with the idea that
Chris,
he's
making lemonade out of lemons. You can't. I love that.
He's talking about it. He's talking about making lemonade out of lemons.
And the other GMs are complaining about the situation, but not Kevin Colbert.
All right, so if Bill Belichick's complaining about it but ultimately is going to say go along with it, would you say that his complaining about it is somehow going to make you less confident that he'll get the players he wants and get good players?
I just think the teams that draft well will probably benefit from less information being out there.
Would you say that the Steelers have drafted well over the last 5 years?
Yes. Would you?
I think it's been a mixed bag. Isn't that fair? Mason Rudolph, so did they screw up the pick?
Here we go.
They've had if I
So did
what?
They screw up the pick?
I just wanted him to play it.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I wanted him to play it too. So, if we're talking about do we think the Steelers have been nails in
so
terms of
the
draft?
So, when do you want to start?
I don't know.
Give me a draft starting point when you're talking about it's not like they've done well in the draft. How far back do you want to go here? For this exercise.
Let's do a nice round number. Let's start with the Bud Dupree draft. I won't even take Ryan Shazier's draft.
2015.
Dupree, I've got it in front of me. Dupree, Jesse James, and Chicolo are all still in the NFL. Otherwise, it was Senquez Golson, XFL star Sammy Coates, Doran Grant, Latarius, LT Walton, and Gerard Holloman.
Yeah, that's not a good draft.
2016. Artie Burns, Sean Davis, Javon Hargrave, Gerald Hawkins, Travis Feeney, DeMarcus Ayers, Tyler Matakevich. 2017, TJ Watt, Juju, Cam Sutton, James Conner, Josh Dobbs, Brian Allen, Colin Holba, and Keon Adams.
That was a good draft.
Okay,
that was a very good draft.
First several picks. Edmonds, Washington, Rudolph, Chooks, Marcus Allen, Jalen Samuels, Joshua Frazier in 18. Yeah, you don't feel great about it, do you? Bush, Deontay Johnson, Lane, Snell, Gentry, Sutton Smith, Isaiah Bugs, Gilbert, and Derwin
Gray.
I like
that draft.
It looks
at the top.
At the top two picks make it. My point is, there have been a fair amount of either misses or very much incomplete on the report card type of players in the last 5 years, and I don't think I'm being unfair to say that. Now, for a guy who yawned 5 minutes ago, I think I'm pretty on point right now.
Yeah, I just think that the NFL GMs who, like, part of me thinks that they just want, like, the trips and they want to feel important. And I feel like Tomlin probably likes the pro day thing more than Colbert does. Going to get in there on the road, doesn't have a chance to really do that kind of scouting work during the season because he's busy coaching the Steelers. So
I think Tomlin likes the talking to the players part and feels like he gleans a lot from, like, getting to know a guy. I think that's where Mike Tomlin loves that idea
maybe we're getting to something here. Maybe Colbert is looking at it from this perspective. It's going to be more about me and less about him this draft. Got to go by what I did during the college football season.
Well, Steelers fans should love it then because they hate Tomlin's role in the draft. Every bad pick gets ascribed to Tomlin, it seems.
Like Jason Worlds over Sean Lee?
Yeah, I mean, people have a million examples, despite the fact that his first ever draft pick, Lawrence Timmons, and his second ever draft pick, Lamar Woodley, did pretty well, pretty
quickly.
Yeah,
they did. I'll give him that.
No, but I think Colbert would be more of the guy, okay, I watch the games, I scout the games themselves, my staff scouts the games, and I think Mike Tomlin, as befitting his reputation as a guy that is known for creating good connections with players, likes to get out there, shake hands, talk to people, get in, you know, kind of climb in, get inside guys' heads, and see where they're at as football players.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.